This episode is, in fact, brought to you by the good people at BundleRabbit.com, Earth's most accessible book bundling marketplace and distribution site.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 571.
Today, Robert asks,
The Blair Witch Project and other movies have used a shaky cam handheld style of video to create a feeling of realism, of being there. Is there an equivalent in writing?
Yeah. There are two different techniques that you use for something like this. One of them is the Ian Fleming technique. Fleming had this thing, if you read any of the James Bond books, or one of the only two other books he ever wrote, which are Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and The Diamond Smugglers, you'll notice that he is obsessively specific about factual details. Now, they're actually very sensorially rich factual details, but the style makes it seem very detached, even though it paints a vivid picture in your head. Being really specific about little details is one of the ways you get that sort of visceral connection and realism in a scene. Another way, which you can use in concert with this, or instead of, is vague perceptual smearing, where the focus is shifting rapidly between different details. Most of them are vague, some of them really stand out, and there isn't any apparent order to it. And the secret here is the word apparent. There will be an order to what shows up, but if you do it right, your audience won't be able to tell that there is an order, and it won't seem to make any sense until it's too late and you've sprung the trap on them and the big reveals are in the bag. It's a variation on what I was talking about with montage techniques last week sometime, where with the montage technique, you have a succession of events that tell a story and you're telescoping in time. Well, with the shaky cam, the perceptual smearing and the shaky cam, what you're doing is you're blending the senses into each other, and through your narrator's eyes, your eyes are sliding around and you're seeing, feeling, hearing, and whatnot, because it's not just a camera. You've got all the senses. You're blending them together into a mishmash that creates a tapestry that doesn't look or feel like it ought to be a tapestry. It takes a little bit of practice, but it's completely doable. The marriage of those two techniques together gives you kind of the perceptual equivalent of the hyper-realistic shaky cam documentary style that has that element of pandemonium urgency. And if that's not clear or it's missing the mark for what you're looking at, please do send in a follow-up question. Thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.